Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that solar activity continues to be at a very low level. The situation has been apparent for several months and there is no sign of it changing. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is down to about 61, that's 6-1, and the day equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to single digits 3. That means that long distance propagation on long haul paths, on multi-hop paths, on over darkness or semi-darkness routes, on frequencies above about 10 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. However, propagation on frequencies above 10 megahertz during daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. The new international transmission season, known as A20, that's A2020, is underway. It was effective on March 30. This is a summary of notable frequency occupancies across the time period 1750 to 2130. That's 4:50 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. here in Melbourne in Victoria. First of all, 1750 to 1800. 5910, Romania, Radio Romania International in Serbian. 6060, China, China Radio International from Kunming in English. And 6175, the same station from Nanning, that's in English. 7265, Madagascar, the BBC from the relay station at Tawata, with programming in English to Africa. 7355, Singapore, BBC from its Kranji relay station with morning programs in Korean. 9570, China Radio International from a Beijing transmitter in English. And also on 9880 from Nanning. 9710, China National Radio Network 1, also known as the Voice of China. 9750, China Radio International from the Beijing site in Esperanto. And another Chinese frequency, 9770 from Xi'an in Cantonese. The next time period we look at is between 1815 and 1900. 9480, China Radio International from Xi'an in French. 9775, a station known as Radio Niparison International. That's a political-based station, brokered over transmitters at Wolferton in England, broadcasting in the Kanuri language to Africa. And 9820, the Korean broadcasting system from Wolferton in Russian. Now between 2000 and 2015, 9510, France, Radio Television Algerian, broadcasting from the Issedan relay station with programs in Arabic. 9610, Austria, Adventist World Radio from the Moosebrunn relay station in the language known as Diula to Africa. 9760, Adventist World Radio from Nauen in Germany, the relay station there broadcasting in French. And 9800, England, American religious station WBCQ is now
using the Wolverton relay station in England for its programs in Arabic. Good reception here in Melbourne. At 9920, Thailand, Radio Thailand, broadcasting from the Udon transmitting station in German to Europe. What was a summary of signals noted recently here in Melbourne in the period 1750 to 2130, that's 4:50 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. and quite good reception on all of those frequencies and those bands, and that type of reception should continue in the immediate future for anybody listening to this program located in southeastern Australia. And now here is some information concerning frequency changes and new frequencies which have been recently introduced for the new transmission season, the A20 season. Thailand, Radio Thailand, broadcasting from the Udon relay station, 15590 between midnight and midnight 30 in English, and on the same frequency, also English, 0200 to 0230. And 17640, 0530 to 0600, again in English. Other English language transmissions from Radio Thailand include 1130 to 1145 on 5875, that's intended for Asia, and 1230 to 1300 on 9390. 1900 to 2000 on 9920, and again 2030 to 2045, those two transmissions tended for Europe, Africa and the Middle East. Radio Romania International, some new frequencies include the following: midnight to 0100 in English to the Americas, 6040 and 7375, 0300 to 0400 also to the Americas on 7375, 9850 and 11825. 0530 to 0600, 17760 and 15410 to Asia and Australia, and 6015 and 7325 broadcast to Europe. 1100 to 1200 on 13750, 15320 and 17670, that's to Africa. And 1700 to 1800 on 9760, 11850 to Africa and the Middle East. And finally 2030 to 2100 on 11850, 13650 and 7315, all to Europe. NHK, Radio Japan Tokyo, 0430 to 0500, now using the relay station at Santa Maria de Galleria in the Vatican, excuse me, English 7245, and also on another relay station from Issedon in France on 11970. And 0500 to 0530, more relay stations from the NHK in use, from Moosbrunn in Austria on 5975 and from Santa Maria di Galleria on 7245. And 11695 NHK is using the broadcast from Kranji, that's the BBC's relay station, 1100 to 1130 in English. And the final English language service is 1400 to 1430 using 9450 from Tashkent in Uzbekistan, and 11830 from Dubaya in the UAE. Now the Vatican Radio, some new frequencies, or new schedule actually, 1130 to 1200 in English on 15595 and 17590, that's to Asia, and 9705 1640 to 1700, also to Asia. So there are some new frequencies there. New channels recently introduced for the, well, recently scheduled for introduction in the new transmission season, that's the A20 season.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Matilda with me.